A reading from Luke 12:13-21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool! This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God."
Before we started recording today, you and I were talking about how useful things are kind of at the forefront of our lives. In other words, if it's not practical, we're sort of going to disregard it because we think of things in terms of kind of naturalist or logical progression. And here is a practical man. He's a man of the earth who experiences abundance in his crops, and he decides to do what all practical people in that life, in the parable and in our life, do. They create more wealth. And in a way, disregard God. He's a fool, this says, because Psalm 14, it says, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." Now, he's not necessarily proactively, he's just acting that way, that there is no God. It's about him. And then God comes in and says something actually quite frightening. Your life is going to be demanded of you this day.
Yeah. I think the turn phrase in this passage is when Jesus says, "Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." Jesus at other times really does give a good statement or a positive declaration about the accumulation of wealth. Maybe that's the wrong word. The investment to gain more wealth. But it's never that it would be in a possession. And maybe that's why I didn't like the word accumulation. God honors stewardship that creates wealth for the benefit of being able to give it away to bless others. And this is where this man's life comes apart. His pursuit to gain more and having greater barns is not a problem. He could have then blessed so many people through the wealth that he had obtained. But he arrives at a point where he says, "Okay, now I can eat, drink, and be merry." He missed the whole point. And this is where Jesus shows the folly of this life, that you pursue this wealth. Once you get it, even if you get to enjoy it, is very dissatisfying. And you end up realizing that the gaining of it through good stewardship and hard work was far more enjoyable than the spending of it on yourself.
I think actually the eat, drink, and be merry is very ancient, but it actually goes on to say, which Jesus points out, for tomorrow you may die.
Right.
So there's a balance to it, but it's kind of either a Epicurean sort of philosophy of life. Life is good, life is abundant, so enjoy it because you're not going to have it forever, and at the end of death there is nothing.
Right. And so it's Jesus gives a kind of a life perspective check in the middle of it. What we do is not as significant of why we're doing it and what's the end result in it. And what this guy does is gaining wealth is not bad. Where he breaks down is it's all about him.
And Jesus says this earlier on where he talks about the word greed, which is something that is involves just self. It is accumulation for selfish or one's own purpose. And that's exactly what you just said. I mean, it's Jesus, he's illustrating what greed really is here.
So today I would love to make $1 million and then be able to give 990,000 of it away.